Claro. ¿Quieres dar idea? Chao.
Good morning. We're starting with Psalm 24 today. We're going to be starting with the Psalms landing page, and we'll also utilize the Yearning for Redemption PDF. You will find both of those under the Preparation for Shovavim on the Unique Astrological Times link, similar to the previous recordings. And I'll start with the L'shem Yichud. L'shem Yichud Kud Shabarichu Ishkin Tevid Hilu Urchimu Udhilu Udhilu Urchimu L'yakta L'shem Yudhe Bavadhe B'yichuda Shalim B'shem Kol Yisrael Limud Torah Mitzvah La'asok Torah Mitzvah V'ayhi Noam Adonai Elohinu Aleinu Ma'asei Adenu Kanonei Aleinu Ma'asei Adenu Kanonei Hu Tehillim 24. Say this psalm on the fourth day of the monthly cycle. If the fulfillment of one's prayer would result in the sanctification of Hashem's name, he should pray that Hashem acts for the sake of the holiness of his name. One should also invoke the merit of his ancestors, for we know that the righteous are greater in death than in life. This is the traditional Kavanah to use when saying this psalm. The first word is L'David Mizmor, which as we've talked about is a cutting, a pruning concept, energy. And this psalm has 10 verses, which connects to the 10 Sephirot. And as we have talked about many times in our classes, the number 10 and the 10 Sephirot represent a partsuf, a complete structure. We're transitioning to the Yearning for Redemption. We're on page 102 of the 216 pages. The first verse, L'David Mizmor L'Adonai Yohe Wahe Hare Yatsum Loa Tevel Veishveva. Le David Mizmor, by David, a chant, a song, to Hashem alone before the earth and all it contains, the inhabited world and all who dwell in it. There are eight words, and we know that eight connects to Bina, connects to above the physical world. There are 34 letters, and offhand, I know 34 is the Hebrew word dal, dalet lamed, a doorway to teaching. There are many other meanings to the dal, and also in the reverse order of lamed dalet. The second verse. Ki hu al yamim yisada v'al necharot yekoneneha. He founded it, human civilization, along the seas, and he continues to establish it, the world in the course of history, along the major rivers. Footnote number 50. Hirsch, as we've discussed before, is a sage from about the 1800s. God formed the earth with a variety of physical features. He linked and divided continents by means of seas and continents by rivers. By so regulating earth's geographical and climatic features, the Lord set the course of history and that of the development of man in all the multiplicity of national characteristics and peculiarities. And he still guides all the evolution in the past best suited for his purposes. Malbim, the earth was originally covered with water until Hashem made the waters recede into the major oceans and seas in order to establish the dry land, in order then to finish the earth, to make it inhabitable. Hashem threaded every continent with streams and rivers. Most large cities were then founded on seacoasts and on the banks of great rivers. This description, this footnote, has two different concepts being expressed. And one is well accepted, that is, how does civilization develop? It develops near the seas initially, and then near rivers, because it's much easier to transport by river or sea than it is to go overland. And in fact, we can't go from one continent to another, in many cases, without going over an ocean. Now, in today's world, civilization might develop differently, and we're seeing some of that movement. We're seeing people go to valleys and mountains where there aren't really civilization per se, but through the internet, they're able to do work from home, to make connection to the internet, and constantly be connected to the world. The other aspect is something that has always been an issue for people. And that is the national characteristics. How do people develop these nationalistic traits? You know a Frenchman who is different than an Englishman, but he's on the same continent. You know that Eastern Europeans are different than Western Europeans. You know that people living in Africa are different than people living in Europe. Not even talking about the United States, where you have these nationalistic tendencies within cities. All of this discussion has been and continues to be a source of discussion scientifically. Kabbalistically, we know that the soul is born into a body, into an existing geographic area. And that geographic area has the energy that is consistent with the national development of each nation. The third verse. Mi yale bahar Adonai Yohewahe umi yakum bim kom kacho. Who can ascend Hashem's mountain to perceive his hand in nature and history? And even then, who can maintain his equilibrium in the place of his holiness? Eight words telling us this verse is connected to the spiritual levels above our physical world. But there's another two questions are being asked in this verse, but I'm asking a question: why would you want to be in equilibrium when you're in the presence of Hashem, when you're in the presence of a tzaddik, when you're in the presence of what we consider holiness? We want to connect to, we want to cleave to this energy of holiness. Is that considered equilibrium? Do we want to maintain free choice when we are connected to holiness? The fourth verse. Neki kafa prata paim uvar levav asher lo nasa lashav nafshi velo nishba. Lemir ma. Nafshi is the way it is spoken, the way it is read. It means my soul, my nefesh. Nafsho is his soul. For this, God says, one must have clean hands and a pure heart. He must not bear my soul, which I have given him in vain. He must not swear deceitfully. King David is expressing some of the Esser Dibrot. But what does it mean? He must not bear my soul, which would be, we would be implying that that's King David's soul. and bear meaning to reveal. That's my understanding in that in this context. Twelve words connecting to the 12 tribes of Israel. One of the meanings of this verse that came to me as we are reading it is revealing or bearing King David's soul, who is the soul of the Mashiach. We need to be ready for that soul on that level of a pure heart with clean hands. What is the meaning of those terms? We can discuss at length, but not today. The fifth verse. Well, let me count the letters of the fourth verse first. I'm sorry. Letters, which is the Hebrew word im, mother. Aleph Mem. The mother is Bina. So again, this is something, the energy we want to cleave to, and in order to cleave to the positive energy of Bina, we need to have clean hands, a pure heart, not swear deceitfully, and not reveal ourselves unnecessarily. The fifth verse. Yisa bracha met Adonai Yohewahe Utsdaka me'elohe Yishol. Only such a person shall bear Hashem's blessing and be worthy of charity from Hashem of his deliverance. Seven words connecting to the physical world. Twenty-eight letters connecting to the Hebrew word koach, which is strength and power. Now, is it referring to God's power, Hashem's power? Or is it referring to the strength and energy and power that we need to do to take that first step? Because we need to activate that flow of power, which is the way the world works. The illusion says we do things, we accomplish things, we build things, where in reality, Hashem does these things through us, as using us as channels, using us as hands, as tools. But he does this only after we indicate to him which way we're going to go. And that's taking that first step. The sixth pasuk. Zedor dor shav mivakshe panecha Yaakov selah. Such is the generation that seeks God's, Hashem's hidden presence, the children of Yaakov who seek your presence at all times, Selah. Remember, the word Selah is a pause to contemplate what you've just said. Seven words. Excuse me, I miscounted. I was in the wrong verse. Twenty-five letters, but it's actually when the tikkun is complete, it will have 27 letters. Yaakov will have avav, and Dor Shav will have avav. 27 we know is all of the energy. What are we contemplating? What have we done to seek Hashem? Do we always keep Hashem in front of us, as the verse from Psalms that we will eventually read teaches us to do? The seventh verse. Se'u she'arim ra'shechem v'hinashu pidche olam v'yavo melech ha'kavod. Lift up your heads, you gates of consciousness. Raise yourselves up, portraits of eternity, portals of eternity, so that the King of Glory may enter. Footnote 51. Lift up your heads, O you gates. According to the Zohar, Hashem enters the Garden of Eden each night at Chatzot, at midnight, to delight with the souls of the Tzaddikim. In Kabbalistic tradition, therefore, the gates mentioned here are not physical gates, but rather the gates of the Garden of Eden, gates of new levels of consciousness, which are bidden to open up each day anew, so that heavenly light can flow down from into the world through them. In the Midrash, we read that during the inauguration of the first Bet HaMikdash, when Shlomo HaMelech wanted to bring the Ark of the Covenant into the Holy of Holies, the newly constructed gates refused to open for him. He thereupon prayed 24 hours, but they would not open. Not until he prayed that they open in the merit of his father. Hashem, do not turn away the face of your anointed one. Remember the loving deeds of David, your servant. Only then did they open. According to this, the gates mentioned here are the gates of the Beit HaMikdash. Based on this connection, this psalm is sung in all Ashkenazi congregations after the Torah reading on Mondays and Thursdays, when returning the Torah to the Ark. Although seemingly talking about two different things, On the inner level, the Zohar and the Midrash are both talking about the same idea, namely, that we have to open our minds to new levels of awareness of Hashem in our lives. Rabbi Sutton's comments, this footnote is very moving, very telling. It explains much about this verse. Because in order for us to grow spiritually, we have to be willing to leave the comfort zone that we've created. We have to be willing to learn new things, but we also must be willing to realize that what we learned as a child isn't sufficient. We need to break out of that. And may it happen to all of us to enhance our spiritual growth. And may we all say amen. Nine words connecting to the Yesod, connecting to the wisdom. Which one is it? It is wisdom, because 41 connects to Bina, to the mother. The eighth pasuk. Mi ze melech hakavod Adonai ohe wahe Jesus, the Gibor. Adonai ohe wahe Gibor milchama. Who is this King of Glory in whose name you admonish us? It is Hashem, invincible and all-powerful Hashem, almighty in battle. Milchama also, it really means war. Ten words, a complete structure. Pasuk 9. There are 38 letters in the 8th Pasuk, and 38 connects to the Hebrew word chol, chet lamed, and chol as in Chol HaMoed. Chol has a meaning connected to a holiday, a higher level of consciousness, but not a complete full holiday. The 9th Pasuk. So Shearim Rashechem Usu Pitche Olam Ve'avo Melech HaKavod. The 9th Pasuk. Lift up your heads, O you gates, and raise yourselves up, O portals of eternity, so that the true King of Glory may enter and reveal himself in his world. May it happen. May we all say amen. May it happen today. This is the consciousness we need to bring Mashiach. These are the actions that we need to take. We have to raise the gates. Will the gates raise themselves? Nine words. Again, we have 38 letters connecting to this concept of chol, connecting to this idea that the Sephirot move against each other, and sometimes they move partially against each other, not completely. The 10th pasuk. Mi hu ze melech hakavod Adonai Ohewahe Tzivaot hu melech hakavod Selah. Who is he, this King of Glory? Hashem, the God of all the hosts of heaven and earth. He is the King of Glory forever. Selah. It's 11 words, but if we remove the Selah, it's 10 words. The Selah is this pause to contemplate, who is he? What does it mean, the King of Glory? The answer is the balance of the words. I will now read the Hebrew consent consecutively. This is Psalm 24 in Hebrew. L'David mizmor l'Adonai Ohewahei Haretzum loa tevel v'yishveva Ki hu al yamim yisada v'yal neharot yikonena ha Mi yale behar Adonai Yohewahe, umi yakum bim kom kacho, niki kapayim, uvar levav asher lo, nasa l'shav nafshi, v'lo nishba, yisa bracha me'et Adonai, Yohewahe, utztaka me'elohei yisho. Zedor dor shav mevakshe panecha, Yaakov sela. Saus she'arim rashechem v'hinasku, Pidche olam v'yavo melech hakavod. Mi ze melech hakavod Adonai Ohewahe Yizuz v'gibor Adonai Ohewahe Gibor Milchama. Se'u She'arim Rashehem. Usu Pithe. Olam V'yavo. Melech HaKavod. Mihu Ze Melech HaKavod. Adonai Yohewahe. Tzivaot. Hu Melech HaKavod. Selah. Does anyone have any questions? Classes today at 4:30, we will have a deeper Zohar class on the Parsha of Noach, continuing in section 26. And at 7:00, we will have a Tikkuni Zohar class. Shalom to all.
Shalom, thank you.
Have a great day.
Thank you.
You too.
Shalom all.